This is Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a special guest this morning, a fascinating program lined up. I just wanted to briefly discuss Martin Luther King Day. Martin Luther King was killed by probably the CIA. At least it was an agency of government. How do we know that? Well, basically, of course, the Martin Luther King's family never believed James Earl Ray was the killer. He denied he was the killer. Up to the very day he was on his deathbed. And basically, there was a trial and was arranged by Martin Luther King's family where a gentleman named Jowers was actually sued by the King family. He was part of the CIA operation. He admitted readily that he was a CIA agent. They had 40 people brought in who had been part and parcel of the plan to kill Martin Luther King. And the jury, an American jury, constituted under our laws, found that the CIA was responsible for killing Martin Luther King. Not a word in the controlled media. You must understand they focus our attention on the things that they want us to think about, like, of course, the tragic incident in Arizona recently, but they'll always focus your attention on the wrong part of what happened as far as Arizona is concerned. Well, this morning we have with us Mr. William Kennedy, and we're going to be talking about his views on what this is all about. But there was a fascinating program on Dateline last Friday. And it was a story of a gentleman who'd gotten involved in the occult. He was a seeker. He was into the New Age and the occult, looking for meaning of life. And he had actually had an affair with a woman. And for no reason at all, he didn't understand why. He just had this overwhelming desire to kill her. So he got a frying pan out of the kitchen and beat her head in with this. And then he dismembered her body, cut her in two, packed her in lye and cement, and then, of course, then took off to live his life. But he, as he said, I had no idea why I did it. I really don't understand why I did what I did. And there are people who are under occult mind control. Could that really happen in the world today? Is there another dimension that controls people's mind? Is there a supernatural ability to hold people's minds? Well, William Kennedy has a wonderful website. If you've never been there, you need to go, williamhkennedy.com, and you need to get it's either com or org. He'll tell us for sure, but he has done a lot of research on the killing. And William, I looked at your website, fascinating information. You pick up the story.
Very good, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me on. Now, on 60 Minutes last night, they covered the shootings in Arizona, and they didn't even mention the fact that the shooter, Jared, was involved with a satanic cult called the Santa Muerta, or Saint Death cult. Now, it's quite interesting. There's two facts that point to this. Number one, Jared made a YouTube video where he comes out dressed as the Grim Reaper and burns an American flag in front of a makeshift altar, or what they call a natural altar in the occult.
I saw the pictures on your website, and he's got wearing the death mask. He's wearing a rope. How do we know that's Jared? Does he tell us that on the video?
Well, this was posted on his YouTube webpage, and it has been confirmed that he made and loaded that YouTube video from his home computer. It's
okay.
Definitely him.
Okay.
The other thing that they came up with on the occult aspects of this was at his home, he had a Santa Muerta shrine, which was basically a skull in a little bowl with some rotting oranges around it and some white votive candles, which are used in worship. Now, when you put these two things together, these are the practices of a cult down in Mexico, as I said, called the Santa Muerta or Saint Death cult. And essentially, they worship the Grim Reaper, the god of death. And this religion combines Aztec religion with elements of Roman Catholicism and even some carryovers from the cults that arose during the Black Death in the Middle Ages. In the Middle Ages, during the Great Plague, people thought if they worshiped the angel of death, they would be spared from the plague. Now, when you look at all these things that Jared put together, it's clearly and distinctly he's part of this Grim Reaper cult, which is run out of Mexico. And this Grim Reaper cult is tied directly in with the drug cartels down there. Now, just a few days before the murder, a major leader named David Romo of this Grim Reaper cult was indicted on racketeering and kidnapping charges down in Mexico. And he has about 5 million followers. He has the largest occult satanic church in the world. And 2005, the Mexican government pulled his tax-exempt status because what he was doing, he was using this occult church to launder money for the Gulf Cartel, which was run by a fellow named Cardenas, who was also a member of the Grim Reaper cult. Now, the bizarre thing is, and this is the connections I've made, Representative Giffers and Judge Roll were the two biggest enemies of this cult. And within a few days of David Romo's indictment in a Mexican court, they were both shot. Now, what did they do to antagonize the Gulf Cartel? Why, Representative Griffiths, what she's done recently is she brought in the National Guard to patrol the border down there to stop primarily drug smugglers, illegal aliens as well, but she targeted drug smugglers. And she even got very effective troops who were battle-trained in the Middle East to go there and aggressively hunt down these drug runners. Now, the Border Patrol and the ICE organization, they're generally ordered, if they think there's a threat of violence, they retreat because these drug cartels are better armed than they are. However, these special National Guard troops have anti-sniper.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with William Kennedy.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Starline Christian School, located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado, has been in operation since 1980 and is state licensed. There are openings for the following family-centered programs for your children, ages 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool from 8:30 a.m. until 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Child care before and after school programs available. Conveniently located at 2418 19th Avenue, Starline School is close to Centennial Park Library, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and walking distance from Jackson Elementary School. Hours of operation 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. For a tour or more information, call 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Well, Dr. Stan here at Freedom Network, and And certainly our guest this morning, William Kennedy, we're talking about the tie-in of between Jared Lochner and this death cult in Mexico. You probably never heard about it. You're never going to hear about it. A death cult with 5 million members, because you're not supposed to know that there really are secret societies and death satanic movements, not only in Mexico, but right here in the United States. You will not find a major city in the United States without a metaphysical bookstore. And they're certainly booming, as any Borders books, other bookstores are having real problems, but not the metaphysical bookstore, because millions of Americans have embraced the New Age religion, where, of course, you can find yourself, you can discover the mysteries, you can tap into the secret power, the secret satanic power that is readily available for you. But, of course, I would caution you to avoid it, because your very soul is at risk. But go right ahead, William.
Well, just to sum up, Dr. Stan, Representative Griffiths sent the National Guard in to attack this drug cartel, which is directly tied in to the Grim Reaper death cult down there. And Judge Rolls was the first major federal judge to set up the laws which would extradite major drug lords to the United States and give them harsh sentences. Now, it's quite amazing, because another person was killed, a woman named Susana Chavez, on January 5th, 2011. She was the biggest critic of David Romo and the drug cartels in Mexico. She met some men at a store, and they lured her back to their house, and they murdered her and mutilated her body in an occult fashion and dumped her in the street. And when they caught these men, they were able to catch them. They turned out to be members of the Los Aztecas gang, which also worships the Grim Reaper. So when you look at it, within 3 days of David Romo's indictment, the three biggest enemies of the Gulf Cartel / Grim Reaper cult were either killed or put out of commission. Now, Representative Griffiths, I certainly pray for a full recovery on her part, but she did take a bullet to the head, and I doubt she will ever return to Congress. Now, there again, within 3 days of the head of this cult being indicted, his three biggest enemies were murdered. Now, people ask me, well, how could they plan all this? How could they organize it? Well, remember, they have billions of dollars in drug profits, and Jared Lochner was actually stalking Representative Griffiths for many years. This has been proven. They found, you know, evidence at his house. And most likely, they had someone stalking Judge Rolls as well. And what they did is if they were following them, they knew that Judge Rolls went to church every Saturday morning. He was a Roman Catholic. And then he went to the Safeway to do some shopping. Now, Representative Griffiths, her public speaking engagements were posted right on her website. So this drug cartel, what they did is they just connected the dots, and they knew these two major enemies of theirs would be at the same place at the same time. And it's my theory, and I can't prove this with absolute certainty, was that Jared Lochner was a Manchurian candidate type assassin for the Grim Reaper cartel in Mexico, and that he was ordered on that day to go to that Safeway and gun down Judge Rolls and Representative Griffiths. Now, the other poor people who were gunned down there, like that dear little 9-year-old girl, terrible tragedy, they were just caught in the crossfire in the mess of this drug cartel. Over 3,000 people in the last year and a half have been murdered along the Mexican border in this cartel. Now, in my article, which you can read for free at williamhkennedy.com, I have a lot more evidence and information on this. But when you consider, it's beyond a reasonable doubt that Jared Lochner was a member of the Santa Muerte cult. That video he put up there in his home shrine really prove this. Now, you notice he shaved his head and his eyebrows off for his mugshot. I suspect he did that to look like a Santa Morta skull. They worship skulls, and they worship Grim Reaper images. Now, there again, I can't say with certainty, but that is my theory. Now, what we should learn from all of this is, number one, the biggest threat, the clear and present danger that faces the United States really isn't Iran or North Korea. I doubt very much they will ever fire a nuclear weapon at us because they know we will annihilate them immediately. The biggest threat to the United States are these satanic drug cartels, which are just over our border. Now, with this recent shooting, you just see it spilling north. It's moving north. The drug war in Mexico between cartels that have billions of dollars and all seem to worship Satan in various ways are coming north. Now, what we need to do and what President Obama needs to do is get our troops out of the Middle East, which we're really not doing much good there. I wonder if we're not causing more problems than that. Christian Iraqis had a better deal under Saddam Hussein than they do under the U.S. occupation. They're getting butchered and such. They were better off the way they were before. We need to get our troops off the Tigris, and we need to get them on the Rio Grande. And it's clearly in the Constitution that our National Guard and military is supposed to secure the borders. Well, I can't think of a better reason than a major drug war, which is moving north. They've essentially overthrown the government of Mexico down there in this big drug war. The politicians are either paid off by them. The ones that won't take their money are generally gunned down, dead. And anyone who gets in their way, they just kill. What President Obama must do is get our troops down there, even if they have to make incursions into Mexico to kill these people and wipe them out, like they did with other drug lords. It's perfectly justifiable. Mexico is in a giant civil war. We can only help Mexico by sending our troops down there to annihilate these satanic cults. Now, you didn't hear any of this in the news, but the Mexican military has been busting up these cocaine operations and drug running operations, and when they find these places where these things are processed, they also find these Santa Morta or Grim Reaper shrines, and they've been destroying the entire facilities, including these Grim Reaper shrines, and they're actually complaining that they're violating these people's religious rights and civil rights by doing this. Now, the Mexican army is doing the best they can, and, you know, a Mexican Marine, was killed in a gunfight with a major drug lord in the last year or so, and what the cartels did is they murdered this man's family while they were coming home from his funeral. So they have upped the stakes, and what President Obama should do is have the U.S. military hook up with the Mexican military, who'd be more than happy to have the help. You know, a lot of people in Mexico want all of this stopped, and they want all of this, you know, taken care of. And we're the only force that can do it. And I tell you, Dr. Stan, if we don't do it immediately, get our troops off the Tigris, put them on the Rio Grande where they belong, you will see more shootings like this. These people will not hesitate to assassinate politicians. They don't care. Now, you notice you hear a lot of talk about how they're going to have to protect federal judges after Judge Rolls was killed. They should have been doing that a long time ago. Both of those people should have had something to the effect of Secret Service protection around them. The restricted gun laws they have, no one at the Safeway had a firearm on them to stop Jared. The police took 5 minutes to get there. By the time they got there, the crowd had knocked him over while he was reloading. If more of the citizens at that Safeway were armed, that little girl might have been saved. So what the government is doing is they're using this to enforce gun control. They're blaming people like Rush Limbaugh and Alex Jones and David Icke, people who had nothing to do with this, and they're completely ignoring the fact that it was a spillover of this drug war. And there again, my proof is with Loeffner's video and his Santa Morta shrine, which he had in his house. But this is a desperate situation, and the President Obama must act immediately. If not, the United States within 5 to 10 years will wind up in a drug cartel civil war, which has happened in Mexico. I mean, in Juarez, Mexico, they forced the police chief to resign the drug cartels. What they did is they killed a policeman every other day till the police chief resigned. The police chief now hides in the police headquarters because there's a $10 million hit on him, I heard. So what they've done is they've imprisoned the police chief of Juarez, Mexico, and the drug gangs, Los Aztecas, run that city now. They've been butchering women and human sacrifices for years. And Susana Chavez, who I did know, I spoke to her about 6 months ago, has now been murdered by these people. And they murdered her in a ritual fashion on January 5th. And we know this because their signature in this is that they cut off her right hand. Now, on the 60 Minutes report last night, they had Secret Service agents on, and all they kept saying is that these people should be medicated on SSRI medicines, people like Jared. Well, they're ignoring the elephant in the room, which is these horrible drug lords. And I warn our country, and I love this country, you're going to see more assassinations, you're going to see more drugs, and you're going to see more gangs in this country unless the United – and I'm not saying we should invade Mexico. We should team up with the Mexican army, who is asking for help. They're begging for help. They want our troops there. They want to wipe these people out. And that's what we should be focusing on. North Korea and Iran are not anywhere near the threat. They are a threat. I'm not denying it. But they're not anywhere near the threat of these drug cartels. Again,
well, drug cartels,
go to WilliamHKennedy.com. The article is free. And examine the evidence for yourself and make up your own mind. Most people, once they look at my article, really start to rethink what I'm saying. And, you know, I know there'll be people that will disagree with me and such, and that's fine. But so long as I press the message that these drug cartels are invading our country and intend to implement a satanically driven drug government, drug runner government here, as they've done in Mexico, if something isn't done immediately, we are doomed. And we will be doomed internally, because I'll tell you right now, they already have all kinds of operatives in this country, much like Jared Loeffner, and many of them have brainwashed. And it doesn't take much to brainwash a nut like Jared. You don't have to do very much. You just have to, in a sense, point them in the direction that you want.
Well, it's really all fascinating. Of course, what we should do is complete the fence there. I certainly don't object at all to putting troops on the border. But we ought to complete the fence. They refused to complete the fence. They just this last week, they abandoned a billion-dollar undertaking, and they said, oh, shucks, we put out $1 billion. The virtual fence, the 35 miles of virtual fence we put up, just doesn't work. Well, anybody knew it wasn't going to work from the very beginning. They knew it wouldn't work. But they try to give the American people that they're trying to secure the border, and they're really not. Now, you'll not hear anybody from the government talking about these satanic cults. The FBI has a division, and anytime anybody talks about satanic cults, they send them out to say, oh, there's nothing to worry about. It doesn't exist. It never has existed. This is all there is. There are no satanic cults. I would point out, ladies and gentlemen, that it is very interesting that the... well, we'll get to that when we get back here. Just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Yeah. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113, reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning, William Kennedy, and you'll want to go to his website, williamhkennedy.com, williamhkennedy.com. Now, I was simply going to point out that we are a nation of 300 million. We have probably have 100,000 lawyers in America, but it's very interesting who they picked to defend Jared. Who do you think they picked? Well, her name is Judith Clark. And Judith is best known for her defense of Ted Kaczynski. Now, who was Ted Kaczynski? He was the Unabomber. And what was the defense that she used? I don't know, but it's certainly she never mentioned the fact that he was a victim of a CIA mind control operation. When he attended Harvard University, he was paid to join the CIA movement, CIA program, where they destroyed his faith in God and in family and in country, and he became a nihilist. He simply wanted to destroy everything. He was part of this program. He was paid to be part of it. Never mentioned it at all. There's a book written about it. It goes into great detail about this program and how they would take the students and destroy their belief in everything. Now, Jared was a nihilist as well. And if you listen to the program on 60 Minutes last night, if you didn't see it, it's well worthwhile. You can pull it down off the web. And they talked to a couple of men who knew him, and he really believed that nothing existed. Everything was a mirage. And one of the questions he had asked, he asked Representative Gifford, I think in 2007, 3 years ago anyway, he asked her, you know, since nothing exists in reality, what's the function of government? How do you answer that question? If nothing exists in reality, there is no reality. Of course, this is the sort of thing that he'd gotten. He gets this in college. I mean, there is no reality. There's no God. Evolution that explains where mankind came from. Everything is an illusion. It has no meaning. You have to understand our educational system destroyed belief in God and in family and in country. And our young people are internationalists, and of course we've destroyed their faith in God. The solution to the problem, in addition to what, of course, William's talking about, I believe, is to put God back in our schools. We should start by putting the Ten Commandments up. And anybody who says we need gun control, no, we need moral teaching in our schools. We need to teach young people thou shalt not kill. Don't you think that's important? Why is it the liberals object to the Ten Commandments when 90% of the American people would like to see it posted again? The liberals are responsible for this. It's the liberals, the crying, bleeding heart liberals, who've taken God and morality out of our countries, and that is what destroyed Jared and made him open to what he did. And Sidney, he may very well have been part of this satanic death cult. I mean, why would you have a shrine, you know, in your backyard with a human skull in it? This is not accidental, ladies and gentlemen, but it really gets back to the fact that this country has been turned against God intentionally. There's been an effort, a conscious effort, to destroy Christianity. Why do you think we invaded Iraq and then installed a government under Sharia law that has driven the Christians out of Iraq? Because the policy of the American government is to destroy Christianity. Why do you think they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and the Bibles out of our schools? Because the program here in the United States is to destroy Christianity. Why do you think we cannot mention God in our schools, but it's all right, of course, to teach evolution, because they want to destroy Christianity? There's a conspiracy against God, and there are satanic cults, ladies and gentlemen, and one of them, of course, William Kennedy has described, this satanic cult with 5,000 members, 5 million members in Mexico. But, ladies and gentlemen, go into any major city in America, and you'll find the New Age stores, metaphysical bookstores, and, of course, they're not going to tell you when you walk in the front door, but, of course, the God that they worship is Satan. Go ahead, William.
Well, just to point one thing out about mind control and Manchurian candidates, I'll give a quick story. Eric Erickson, the famous psychologist, was a family friend, and he worked at McLean Mental Hospital, which is run by Harvard University. And I spoke to him, this was many years ago, he died quite some time ago, but he told me a story of a mental patient who he had bonded with and was working with at the hospital. And another patient had insulted Eric Erickson, and this first patient he had bonded with went over and started beating up the patient who insulted Eric Erickson. And I asked Eric Erickson, would this man do anything you said? You know, and what Eric Erickson said was quite chilling. He said, this man would murder his own parents if I asked him to. Now, my point being is, if you have someone who's extremely mentally unstable to begin with, and you somehow bond or connect with them, you can then direct their insane actions in any way you want. And that is really the definition of a Manchurian candidate or a programmed assassin. If you get someone who's 90% crazy and is willing to kill, and you somehow link or bond with them, you can easily turn them into a Manchurian candidate. Now, there's a wonderful film on my website called The Living Dead, directed by Adam Curtis, and what he pointed out is that during the MK Ultra program, this is a BBC documentary, by the way, they were able to erase people's memories. They had a woman on who through drugs and electric shock, they destroyed all her memories. They set up an amnesic barrier, and she did not remember a great deal of her past. She will tell you this. Now, if you combine those two things, you have a maniac, and you bond with them, and you somehow introduce these amnesic barriers, there you have yourself a Manchurian Candidate-trained assassin. The science and the technology isn't that difficult. It's not a very hard thing to do. People think that it's like the film, The Manchurian Candidate, where you have to use coercion and very dramatic techniques to turn someone into a programmed assassin. Well, in my research, what I've discovered from those two things I've just told you, it's not that very difficult at all. In fact, it's quite easy to do. And when you take a person like Jared Loughner, who's alienated and all these things, you introduce him to this, you know, Grim Reaper cult, which fits into his nihilistic attitude anyway, and then you just point him in the direction of who you want to destroy, you've got yourself a Manchurian Candidate. Now, what's another link that Jared may have had to this cult? Why, he had tons of high-grade marijuana all the time, which neither he or his family could afford to buy. So my suspicion is he had some sort of handler or connection from the Grim Reaper cult in Mexico who fed him with marijuana, which probably only fueled his schizophrenia and craziness, and then connected him, and eventually you have the murders.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with William Kennedy, and we'll welcome your calls at 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524.
Dr. Bruce Nelson is one of the world's foremost pain specialists. He's had over 1,000 fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue clients. He has spoken internationally and has been the main speaker at the National Fibromyalgia Convention. He will be giving a free health seminar Thursday, January the 20th at 7 p.m. at Energy Events, 1132 Dillon Road, Suite 3, Louisville, Colorado. Call 303-865-5300 for more information or visit the website www.drbrucenelson.com. All health professionals and public invited. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest is William Kennedy. If you have a thought, give us a call. If you have a question for William, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. William, do you think it is possible that they could have simply channeled these ideas into his mind? You can do that. There's certainly these people in the occult. They do get ideas channeled to them. Is that a possibility, or do you think there is actually a personal contact from the cult?
Well, that's a very interesting point, and it could have been either thing. There's this mysterious man who's allegedly a cab driver who showed up at the Safeway with Jared, but no one will release what cab company he worked for or who he was. Now, it could be what you're saying as well. It could have been purely computer-generated. And the other example I can give you is back in 1996 when the Hale-Bopp comet came, you had that UFO cult suicide, the Heaven's Gate suicides. Now, what they didn't tell you is that the leader of the group, who called himself Doe, had a lot of Internet followers who never met him, never had any direct contact with anyone in the cult, who purely contacted him and dealt with him via the Internet. And these people also committed suicide along with the cult, and they had never even met anyone in the actual organization. It was done purely through the Internet. So we do have a precedent for that. And remember, mind control and brainwashing is defined as the manipulation of an individual to act against his own personal beliefs or own personal safety. That's, you know, the provisional definition of a brainwashed person. And you see that with the Heaven's Gate cult. Now, as far as Jared goes, it is possible that the cult contacted him purely through the Internet, and that has happened before. What makes me suspect that he had direct contact with these people is the large amounts of marijuana he was allegedly said to have all the time. His family couldn't afford to buy that for him, and he had no real employment to buy that for him, and he was not a drug dealer himself. He was too crazy. No one would want to do business with a nut like that. But the amount of marijuana he has suggests to me that he had a direct link to the Santa Muerta cartel. I could be wrong on that, and I just want to point out, Dr. Stan, my article at WilliamHKennedy.com generates more questions than answers in this whole thing. But I think it's important that these connections, I mean, 60 Minutes completely ignored the Grim Reaper video and the shrine. You know, their conclusion was that he should have been on Prozac, an SSRI, and even they have these Secret Service men who go out to these kooks' homes and make sure they're taking their medicine. Well, what are they doing that for? Why aren't they out there protecting people like Judge Rolls, which they should be doing, instead of making sure some kook takes their, you know, Zoloft or whatever? That's not their job, and I don't know what their motivation for that was. But you won't see any of this on the mainstream media. Even the arrest of David Romo, a former Roman Catholic priest, by the way. He was a Catholic priest originally who moved into this Santa Muerta death cult and became its archbishop. He even has a title archbishop. He has over 5 million followers, hundreds of millions of dollars, was kidnapping rich people and threatening to kill them for money down there. No one in the United States has ever even heard of this man. Nobody knows who he is. I said this to a fellow who is a professor of history at Northeastern. He never heard of him. This is a media blackout. They are hiding this elephant in the room through television and media, which is going to creep up here and destroy us. Now, I firmly believe from what I've studied that Jared Loeffner was a Manchurian candidate sent by this cult and this cartel. Now, if people want to debate me on it, that's fine. The mainstream media will never debate me on it because they won't even report that he was involved with this Grim Reaper cult. You cannot deny that. The evidence is incontrovertible. Now, some outlets reported on the shrine, and some outlets reported on the video where he burns the American flag, but it didn't get any major coverage by, you know, MSNBC or CBS in 60 Minutes. And what you look at, William, in that video, the burning of the American flag by this Santa Morta follower, that's a declaration of war against us by this cartel. Now, Jared also made a video where he talks about genocide in America.
William, did he actually post that video of the Santa Morta cult on his website?
I believe he did, yes. I sincerely believe he did. Now, there's people who question that. He made that video, and he posted it on his YouTube site. I do believe that, yes.
That's the one on Santa Morta. Have they taken that one down?
They've taken all of his stuff down, but people captured it before it went down. They took down his MySpace page. Now, what's very strange, on his YouTube account, Representative Giffords was one of two people who registered as a follower, which adds another strange dimension to this. I don't fully understand why she did that. Perhaps she wanted to keep some kind of contact with Jared, who had confronted her, as you said, as a meeting. But that just adds a whole other weird dimension. Now, I'm getting emails from people who are saying that the CIA is behind this and made it look like the Santa Morta cartel was involved with it. And you're going to get all kinds of theories like that, and you're going to get people who agree and disagree with me. But it's important that people examine the occult aspects of this crime. As I say, they're being ignored. And the mainstream media needs to cover, if there's any one lesson from all of this, is that the mainstream media needs to look at occult crime more, and particularly this Santa Morta cult in Mexico, which will be a horrible threat to our safety and security. I mean, nobody even knows it exists. I mean, a 5 million person, it probably has more followers than that.
William, we're out of time. We'll talk to you later this week on our other program. Thanks so very much for being with us.
Very good, Dr. Steve.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel the dramatic performance-elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work at hard physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you'll need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad that you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
Well, Dr. Stan here, let me just point out that they're playing games with our minds. If you read the New York Times as I do, certainly the picture of Jared on the front was the one where his head is shaved, his eyebrows are shaved, and he's got that wild look in his eyes. And certainly that's the picture that they show on 60 Minutes elsewhere. The man was crazy, that's why he did it. And, of course, he was driven crazy by Sarah Palin and Rush Limbaugh and the hate speech and Alex Jones. And, ladies and gentlemen, certainly, obviously, this young man did have serious emotional problems. He had rejected society. He was denialist. He said life is an illusion. Wouldn't it be great if we taught about God in our schools, that each one of us is a unique individual made in the image and likeness of God? Every life has meaning, and maybe we even post the Ten Commandments that say, thou shalt not kill. And I hope that all of you, when you start calling television programs and say, to honor Representative Gifford, what we need to do, of course, is put God back in our schools and morality back in our schools. Wouldn't that be unique? Now, if you'd like to know about how they killed Martin Luther King, we have a four-tape or four-CD set of my interviews with people who were at the trial put on by Martin Luther King's family to point out that the CIA killed Martin Luther King. They believe that. I believe that. We carry the book by William Pepper, and you could simply order the book by William Pepper through our 800 line, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. This CIA or some agency, we don't know who it was, but some agency of government killed Bobby Kennedy. We have a four-tape set on that. I mean, Saran was a mind control victim. He was in front. To this day, he doesn't remember what happened. He has nothing to lose by being honest. He says, I don't know what happened. I don't remember anything at all. He was under mind control. His bullet had his gun had 8 bullets in it, and there were 13 bullets there in the room that they dug out. 13 bullets don't come out of a gun with a chamber that holds, or a clip that holds 9 bullets. So, but he was standing 3 or 4 feet in front of Bobby Kennedy. The bullet came from behind, from about 1.5 inches away, according to the pathologist. So basically, of course, Saran didn't kill Bobby Kennedy. Somebody else did, and the cover-up is on. We have a book on Bobby Kennedy Must Die. We have a DVD put out by BBC. You're never going to get the truth from the American media because it's controlled. So you can get our four-tape set, the DVD, and the book, all by calling 1-800-544-8927. I said, if you want to go in the background, CIA assassins, we have our four-tape set. Deadly Assassins, a 4-CD set as well. Well, I actually interviewed several assassins, professional assassins. They were trained as assassins by our government to kill people. And, of course, we have the book, Patton Must Die. Who Killed Patton or something like that. And then we have going into the background of... there was a contract put out by our government on Patton, and I talked to the man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. Why did they kill Patton? Because he wanted to win the war, because, of course, the war would have ended 6 months earlier, only they cut off his gasoline supply so he couldn't race across Europe and take Berlin. They wanted to prolong the war. They wanted to prolong the killing. They couldn't let the American people know. Our number, 1-800-544-8927, webpage, radioliberty.com. And until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com. We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Basic Energy Services in Greeley reminds us no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are now and always in our thoughts and prayers. This message from Basic Energy Services in Greeley. Proud to salute all the past and present members of our military services. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
IRN, USA Radio News. I'm Mark Thomas. He says he's not there to engage in politics, but to help rebuild Haiti. Still, the unexpected arrival there of baby Doc Duvalier is raising concerns that he could complicate that effort and bring new complications to Haiti's political crisis. He was ousted as dictator in a popular uprising nearly 25 years ago. WikiLeaks has in its possession documents that allegedly detail attempts by wealthy business leaders, lawmakers, and celebrities to avoid paying taxes. A former Swiss banker handed over the information today to WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. Assange said it could be weeks before the organization looks over the documents and posts